Here with Coach Johnson and kind of a carbon copy of last week. Good team.
Yeah.
Tough outcome.
Well, it's the son of the coach that beat us last week. They run the same stuff, same offense, same defense, same offensive line, same defensive line. They killed us on a defense and offensive line. We're getting killed in the trenches because we got all sophomores and shows.
This tough stretch, Sacred Heart, Rochester, next week to Gator. So it's a tough stretch for anybody.
Yeah, I told them, we're in a valley of hell right now. Yeah, that's what we call it these 3 weeks. But after that, we can play with anybody, in my opinion. We can play with anybody after that. And then people are going to feel better about us at the end of the year, I hope.
It's just kind of a race to 5 wins, right?
That's it. That's what we're trying for. We're playing Chatham-Glenwood for a 5-win season and go to playoffs. People are going to feel a lot different around here.
Are these players buying into that, or do you have to kind of build them up?
Oh, I think so. I think we took a step back tonight because they took it to us a little bit more than I thought. But we got some coaching, and we got to do a better job. We played nickel defense today, and that didn't work. And offensively, we had some things planned on our offensive line, and it looks like Braden Woods broke his hand, and that screwed up everything.
Are you pulling some positives from this game?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We kept fighting back, and the kids kept fighting back. And, we did some little things here and there, but we got a lot of work to do. And I just told them we're going to stop doing so much mental scouting report stuff and just block and tackle and play football.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.